If all goes according to plan with the Olympic Stadium in London, the city will avoid comparison with perhaps the most hideous stadium failure in modern Olympics history, the centerpiece of the 1976 Games in Montreal. When that stadium was in the planning stages, then International Olympic President Rousseau's projections were rosy.
The 1976 Olympic Games would be self-financing, without adding in any way to the Canadian taxpayers' burden, without any special subsidy of any type whatsoever.
It didn't work out that way. Olympic Stadium's cost overruns were spectacularly excessive. Over the years, the building required numerous expensive repairs. The people of Montreal didn't finish paying the bill, which climbed to over $1 billion until 2006, by which time the building had been without a regular tenant for 2 years. It still doesn't have one. According to Sarah McIntyre of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, the only solace for citizens of Montreal was that Olympic Stadium earned a darkly amusing nickname.
It's affectionately called the Big O, and that's not just the letter, it's the O-W-E for taxpayers. It was originally built to have a retractable dome roof. Again, the design was flawed, the materials were flawed, so it's really turned into a big headache and a big drain for taxpayers.